Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I am a leadership, career, and life coach working with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations and uncover their true, real potential and create new possibilities, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves. This is what I call life leadership. So, what is the topic for today? I am focusing on getting you over the line. In other words, the five key strategies I would like to share with you that will enable you to secure your next role. So, let me ask you this. Are you finding yourself struggling in the job market? Perhaps just simply to get noticed. Maybe it's to secure your first interview. Or possibly you're even making it through all of the interview rounds and only to find yourself at the last hurdle pipped at the post. And this is happening time and time again. So if this is you, then you want to stay learning and maybe grab a pen and paper to take some notes. My question to you is, if this is you, what steps are you taking to ensure that you are standing out, being remembered for the right reasons, and making it a no-brainer for someone to hire you? Because yes, it does take effort, it does take energy, it does take time. Right now, from everybody I am speaking to, whether that is hiring managers, recruiters, and people who are in the job market, it is a competitive landscape out there. There are 100 plus applicants for one single opportunity, and there is a challenging filtering process. So what are you doing to ensure that you make it to the top of that pile, to make it to the shortlist, to get in front of someone to speak to? Because here's the thing, it might be that in the past you've done the bare minimum and you've always secured that next role or that next promotion and it's been relatively easy and straightforward. Perhaps you've, you know, not even a lot of time updating your CV, but you've had a few conversations, you had a couple of interviews, and lo and behold, you got a great offer. But here's the thing, times change. And right now, it is a challenging landscape. So if you have a vision, a career trajectory, a career plan of where you want to be next, and securing your next role is not simply a case of just getting another job, then you want to listen up. Because what I'm seeing and hearing from people is that there's a lot of people taking for granted that the job search process has been in years gone by. And as I said, things have changed, evolved. There's a lot of people in the job market right now, whether they're in jobs or they're not working. So the competition is high. The competition is tight. Now's not the time to be winging it, hoping that things will work out. And in particular, adopting the scattergun approach. In other words, just throwing your CV out to every opportunity that arises on LinkedIn or with recruiters and saying, yeah, just put myself forward. Now that's great if you're someone who doesn't really care about where you work, what company you're working for, the type of company, the industry, the role, you just want a job. Then this necessarily for you. But if you are someone who has a kind of clear line of sight of where you want to go, you're ambitious, you're driven, you're a high achieving individual, then you really want to take these steps on board that I'm going to be sharing with you now. And here's the thing, you might be thinking, what's wrong with the scattergun approach? Well, hey, the scattergun approach is great if you're simply wanting to get back into the habit level or that headspace of attending interviews. Maybe you've been in the same company for a number of years and you've not interviewed for some time. And therefore, yeah, great. Go get some interviews with jobs that you're not really that keen on, or you're not bothered if you don't get that role. But it's an opportunity to just go in and practice and get back into that mode of having interviews with people, being in that mindset, preparing for them, so you can start thinking about the examples that you want to bring to the table and show, demonstrate to people the value that you have to offer. That's all great. But if you're really focused on your career as a priority and you're high achieving, you're ambitious, you're driven, and you want to take your career to the next level, then scan approaches are not for you. Neither is doing the bare minimum. Neither is winging it. Neither is showing up desperate to just get a job because perhaps you've been out of work for a while or things are getting so bad at your current workplace that you just need to get out. Because energetically showing up from that place will make a huge difference to the outcome of your interview. People will sense, they will pick up on it. It's a little like a salesperson who is desperate to get another sale. You can almost smell it, you can sense it, something just doesn't feel right. And this is no different in an interview situation. So you wanna really slow down to that and just check in with yourself in terms of A, what it is you want. Is this next move an important move for you? Is it a pivotal move in terms of where you're looking to take your career, the next step? Perhaps is it moving into a leadership role? All of those things, if that is what you're looking to do right now, you want to just slow down to that, take a step back and look at your strategy. What is it you're actually doing to be able to secure that next ideal role? And that requires understanding your longer term plan. It's also about being intentional about what it is you want and putting in the time, the effort and the energy to get there. And also it's about going over and above because you need and want to stand out from the crowd, from all the noise. You want to have people see and know enough about you that it's almost a no-brainer to take you to the next interview and to the next level and then to make that offer to you. So what are the things that you can do to get yourself over the line to secure your next role? I'm going to share with you five top strategies that you can implement. If you're not doing these already, start to think about what else you can do or what can you do even better or more effectively. Okay, so number one is something you might hear me talk about a lot is clarity. What do I mean by clarity? Well, here in this example, what I mean is getting clear on the kind of industry that you want to work in and why, the type of company that you want to work for. Is it an SME? Is it a global conglomerate? You know, is it a smaller limited company that's more established? What is it you're looking for and why? Think about the role or the roles that you're open to pursuing. That doesn't, you don't have to limit yourself to just one thing. But here's the thing here that this is what I work with when I work with my private clients, is getting really clear on the role. And now when I talk about role, I'm not talking about job title. I'm talking about what you want to be doing on a day-to-day basis, the kind of responsibilities, activities, tasks, projects, etc. that you want to be doing. How do you want to spend your days and your weeks? That's what I mean by strengths. You want to be doing things that light you up, that energize you. Okay, so because that will bring out the best in you, that will make you more effective and productive, enthusiastic, fulfilled. And guess what? Everyone becomes a winner because you're happy, you're fulfilled, your manager will be really happy because you're being productive, you're being effective, and you're moving forward. Okay, so you want to really just check in with yourself here. What is the kind of role that you want to be doing? And like I said, it's not a job title, because one job title in company A could mean something very different to the same job title in company B. And then clarity on you. In other words, understanding what it is you really want. Where does your career fall as a priority in your wider life? So you might have a young family, you might have you might be a carer for somebody in your family. You may have other priorities right now, whether it's your health, it's your social life, it's whatever it is, moving location, moving home. There could be a number of factors at play. So be really honest with yourself, is what is the priority for my career right now? Because it may be that it's not a priority, and actually, whilst maybe 5 years ago it was, yeah, I want to be in a leadership role, I want to be an executive, I want to do this, I want to do that, it might actually be things have changed and evolved. So just slow down and be honest with yourself. Where is it you want to go? What is important for you right now? What is the right step that you want to be making to take you to where you want to be longer term? So all of this is about getting clarity about A, what you want, what you're looking for, what you want to be doing, and about yourself. Also checking in with your own values as well as your priorities, understanding again, when you're clear on your values, your personal and your work values, this will help to make decisions so much easier. So that is number one, is clarity. Number two is attitude. And what I mean by attitude is the way that you show up. What is it you're doing differently to stand out? It's about mindset. It's about having that confidence and that self-belief, because you want to be exuding that. And that's not about faking it till you make it. That is about doing the inner work to really hone your confidence levels and your levels of belief in yourself, in your abilities, and in the value that you have to bring to the table. So again, check in with yourself. Where are you at on a scale of 0 to 10 when it comes to your levels of confidence, when it comes to your level of belief in yourself? And if you're struggling with that, maybe reach out to people in your network, in your professional network, and just ask them for some feedback of how they see you, because inevitably that will raise your levels of confidence when you hear about actually how well you do come across, about the quality of the work you produce, how productive, efficient, successful you are in your role, your current role, your previous roles. So if you're struggling to dig deep and find that for yourself, ask people who you trust around you in your circle to support you with that. Also remember, when I talk about attitude, it's about going over and above. What is it you're doing? How are you showing up? If we're in a competitive landscape right now, you want to be able to stand out. You want to be remembered. You want to be doing something different that has people thinking, yeah, I really want to speak to this person. I want to get them on the phone or get them in front of me and have an interview conversation with them. So think about what you can do to stand out from the noise. And while I'm sharing this is because it's very easy to just, if you've been in a situation previously where it has been pretty easy to secure interviews, to get job offers, then that's great. However, today, if you're struggling, know that things have changed. The landscape is different. It's more competitive. There may be less roles in the field that you're looking in or at the level that you're looking at. Therefore, you've got to put in more effort. If you want that role, what are you going to be doing differently? What are you going to be doing over and above what most people are doing? Number three is presence. And here what I'm talking about is your non-verbal communication. Often people believe that because they're really good at speaking and getting on with people, they forget about actually how they're showing up before they've even started to speak, before they've even uttered a word. So think about your non-verbal communication. And this includes things like your posture, your stance, how you carry yourself when you walk, when you sit. Is it with an air of confidence and authority and certainty in yourself or not? Ask for feedback from people you trust around you, or check yourself out in front of a mirror and just notice how you're standing when you're not thinking about it. And then tune into, okay, how can I show up with a level of gravitas when I walk into an interview? or even when you're on camera, if you're doing interviews online. Think about smile. A smile makes you warmer, engaging, someone wants to talk to, wants to get to know. It's a simple little thing. Many people forget to do it. So smile, remember to smile. Remember to have a firm handshake. Again, practice with someone and ask them for feedback. Have I got a strong handshake? What can I do to improve it? Because that exudes, again, confidence and certainty in you and how you're showing up. Think about the way that you speak. In other words, your tonality. Are you speaking at a monotone level, or are you varying your tone when you're speaking to keep the interest and the engagement up and have people want to listen to you? And think about your pace of speaking as well, because oftentimes when we're nervous, we tend to speak really, really fast, or sometimes it's our natural go-to. I know I naturally speak quite quickly when I'm speaking to someone on a one-to-one basis. So I'm always mindful of slowing it down a little bit when I'm speaking here, like on a live or in a podcast interview, or I'm speaking at a keynote event. So you want to be mindful of your pace. Are you naturally a fast speaker? In which case, do you need to perhaps slow it down a little bit when you're at an interview? Think about articulating yourself. How are you articulating yourself effectively? Now, if this is something you struggle with, you want to put in the prep. So thinking about your experience, your examples of, you know, when you are sharing examples of how you've overcome a difficult situation or dealt with a problem or handled difficult people. And this takes us straight into the fourth point, which is communication. So we're going from the present and the non-verbal now into the verbal communication, the speaking, which is 7% of your overall communication. Still very, very important. So think about what you say and how you say it. You want to include some of the key words or the buzzwords that they will be looking for based on the role that you're applying for. You want to think about being articulate in your answers and not waffling or going off on tangents. So that will require some preparation. It will require you to maybe sit and think about examples you can draw upon over the years of your experience. And then how do I effectively communicate that in an interview that really sells me, that shows my value and my worth, what I have to bring to this opportunity? And of course, you want to share it with passion and with enthusiasm. So think about how you're communicating, not only the words that you're using and being articulate and not waffly, but also having that passion and enthusiasm behind what you are saying, and not just saying what you think people will want to hear. Because a seasoned interviewer, a hiring manager, will pick up on that very, very quickly. Similarly, for myself as a coach, I've had a couple of clients, not so much now, but years ago in my early days, who felt that they should be sharing what they thought I wanted to hear, which actually isn't going to help anybody, right? You want to be coming from a place of being authentic, from being you. So just check in with yourself. What is it you're doing at the moment? Are you being authentic? Are you being open and honest in terms of your sharing, your examples, or are you saying what you think they want to hear? Are you maybe, adjusting the truth a little bit in terms of what you have done or your experience? Because at some point you will get caught out. So I just want to throw that one out there. Also, when it comes to communication, you want to be able to show how you're adaptable, that you're driven, you're determined. So look at the attributes that they are seeking and, you know, again, dig deep into your own experience to look at real life examples of how you can demonstrate that through your conversation. And then finally, network. This is a huge area for me. If you're in the job search market, this is a big one. Something I've talked a lot about previously in previous lives here. Today, what I want to share with you about this is, number one, if you are going to reach out to your network to ask for recommendations, referrals, introductions, favors, you want to remember to put in the effort before you reach out. What do I mean by that? What effort am I referring to? I am talking about having yourself clear and ready and having done the groundwork yourself, the foundational work. And that means all of the things that I have just mentioned. So already working on your clarity of what you want and why, and what you've got to bring to the table, your attitude and the way that you're showing up, your confidence, your mindset, and being able to go over and above, your presence, your non-verbal communication, how are you carrying yourself, how are you showing up, your communication, and being able to eloquently articulate what it is you're looking for and why and what you have to bring, what you have to offer. Not only that, the number one place that people are going to go and check you out, if you reach out and ask for that referral recommendation, or putting you forward to somebody, recommending you to somebody, is LinkedIn. So please, please, please put some time, effort, and energy into refining your LinkedIn profile so that it stands out. It shows that you've put some work into yourself, because that's where people are going to go and look first and foremost. So if you're asking for someone to maybe make an introduction for you to a person, to a hiring manager in an organization that is hiring for a job that you'd love to do, before you do that, make sure that your LinkedIn profile is top notch. Why? Because the person you're asking the favor of is going to go there straight away. That's the first thing they will look at, because that is your shop window. That is your sales page. And secondly, when that person recommends or refers you, that is where the hiring manager is going to go to. The first place when you Google someone, if you're on LinkedIn, that's going to come up as one of the top results that people are going to go look at, unless you've got your own page that you've created, your own URL. So you want to make sure that that is, again, top notch. It stands out. It sells you. Your LinkedIn is not your CV, remember. So you want to write it in a way that really shows what you have to bring, your breadth of experience, your skill set, your passion behind the work that you do, you know, what kind of work you love, why, if you've got it shown as open to work, what is it you're looking for? Be, again, really clear about that, because all of that will not only provide you with a great marketing tool for yourself, but it will also have people land on your page and want to read more, and then want to reach out to you. So now you're turning the tables a little bit, not you just reactively applying for roles, but actually having people see your profile and think, oh, I want to speak to this person. I want to get them in for an interview. Now the tables have turned and you're going to be more in control. You're going to have opportunities coming to you. Whereas right now it might be you're going chasing after opportunities. So wouldn't it be a great place to be more in control, to be having people gravitate towards you, wanting to have a conversation with you? So give some thought to that. LinkedIn is really important in today's landscape and the environment we're in. That's where people will go look. So please do not go and ask for referrals, recommendations from people until you've put in the groundwork, you've done all the things that I've mentioned, as well as nailing your LinkedIn profile. Because if you don't do that and then you're asking for help, very often people look and say, well, he's not putting, or she's not putting the effort to really work on their profile. So now why should I put in the effort to go help them out? You know, because as your marketing tool, it's not looking great. And then if I'm referring you to somebody that I know who is hiring, you're calling in a favor from me. I'm then calling in a favor from somebody else. And it's reflecting on my own reputation. If I don't feel someone is looking on LinkedIn, not only in person, but on LinkedIn, like, you know, they have put in the time and effort themselves, I'll be reticent to recommend them or refer them, because it's a reflection on me, particularly with the work that I do. So really slow down to these points. I'm going to do a recap for you, in case you've just joined, as to the things that you really want to be thinking about when it comes to if you're finding yourself in the job market and struggling to even get interviews, to get have conversations with people, or to get to an offer stage. And number one is the clarity, clarity on yourself, clarity on what you want, clarity on the types of companies, organizations, industries, roles that you're looking to do, all of that. So it's not a 5-minute job. It is spend some time on these things. Number two is attitude. How are you showing up? Are you going over and above to stand out from the noise, from the crowd? What are you doing to have people want to come gravitate to you, want to have a conversation with you? Are you showing up with confidence and certainty in yourself? Consider your presence. Are you showing up with a powerful presence? Think about your non-verbal communication. Number four, your communication, your 7%. How are you articulating your desires, what it is you're looking for, the opportunities you're seeking, what it is you have to bring to the table, how you demonstrate your breadth of experience? Are you preparing and working on honing that before you start to engage and put yourself forward for interviews? And then finally, networking. Remember, if you're going to ask for favors, people love to help, by the way, so don't get me wrong. I love to put people forward to recommend, but you've got to be looking good because people are going to be looking at LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is really critical, but not only that, you then want to obviously build your relationships, cultivate, nurture them, and then be reaching out and asking for help, because you'll be surprised, people will help, but you've got to do some of the work yourself too. Okay, so I wish you all the best in your job search, and again, take on board what I've shared here today. And if there's anything that's not clear or you've got any questions, please do let me know. Until next time, thank you for joining. Remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.